At every stage of Al Arbor's hockey career, success has been skating alongside. He's remembered as Rochester's best defenseman after five stellar seasons here from 62 through 67. The Amherst won two Calder Cups during the period, and Al established a reputation as a defensive defenseman and shot-blocking specialist, named four times to the first All-Star team. These were the pre-expansion years, with only six NHL clubs, and Rochester sometimes beat the big leaguers in exhibitions, with guys like Gamble, Horvath, Smirk, Pappen, Armstrong, and Cheevers.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We had some great teams in Rochester, and the family and I really enjoyed it there. We have some very, very fond memories of Rochester. And we had a type of a club that when expansion came in, that club could have moved in there and held its own up there in expansion. We had a very, very solid hockey club from the goaltending right out.
They called him Radar because of his ability to block shots while wearing glasses, one of the few pros to do so then. Al spent parts of 15 seasons with National League clubs in Detroit, Chicago, Toronto, and St. Louis, on board for three Stanley Cup championships. He would add four more cups consecutively as coach with the Islanders, romping to 19 straight playoff round victories.
The good Lord's been very good to me. I've been blessed. I've played with some great players like Gordie Howe and Bobby Hull and so many of them, and Glenn Hall. And I've coached guys like Trotsky and Potvin and Bossy and so many. So I've had great thrills in both areas.
Arbor is currently a couple starts ahead of Scotty Bowman as the pair race to surpass the legendary Dick Ervin for most games coached in the NHL with 1,437 games. Finishing the regular season would place Arbor one notch ahead of Ervin. Bowman seems to be the type that would rather not coach. He took over Pittsburgh only after Bob Johnson tragically died before being able to defend the Penguins Stanley Cup. Al got away from coaching once after the 85-86 campaign.
I stepped out and I was really enjoying myself. Unfortunately, something happened and I came back as an interim coach, and I thought it was interim just the rest of the year, and here I am, I'm still going. It's a business and it's fun. If you really don't enjoy it to a great degree, well, you're wasting your time in this, because there's an awful lot of heartaches. When it's winning, it's great. When it's losing, it's terrible. And that's just the way it is. There's no happy medium in the coaching business.
Al recently became only the second coach in the history of the game to win 700 times. And even though he's lost on over 500 occasions, number two all-time for that total also, the setbacks aren't getting any more easier to shoulder.
No, they're not. Losses are never easy to accept, and it seems as you get older, they're harder to accept.
The Islanders failed to make the playoffs this year, only the sixth time in 20 seasons that an Arbor coach team was shut out from postseason play. He won't come right out and say that the players need to be mollycoddled more these days, just that different methods need to be employed.
I wouldn't say they're smarter, no. It's a different type of game. The players today are bigger, they're stronger, their shots are harder. And that is true overall. When you take the percentage of the players today, the percentage of players in those days, but the great players in those days would have been great players in today, and vice versa. The way that you're going to play the game changes according to the players you have. You have to adapt a system that is going to benefit or enhance the type of players that you have.
Finishing his 40th year in organized hockey, Al says he's not concerned with records and milestones, but for sports competitors, if you're in it for the long haul like Al Arbor, there's no time to enjoy the good memories, even the Islander glory days of the late 70s and early 80s.
No, very, very seldom, unless when during the summer you might be relaxing and somebody brings it up and you might reminisce a little bit. But, you know, hopefully when I get older and I can relax and enjoy things, and maybe I will reminisce a little bit and have a few laughs.
Do they seem that long ago, though?
No, it just seems like a very short while ago. When you're losing, though, it seems like it was a long time ago.